This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and expressed support for a ceasefire between Israeli troops and Hamas militants. Mr. Biden had told reporters at the White House earlier on Monday that he planned to speak with the Israeli Prime Minister. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes on Monday, killing a senior Palestinian militant commander, and Palestinian militant groups renewed rocket attacks on Israel as violence in the region entered its second week. Gaza's health ministry says since the fighting began on May the 10th, at least 200 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 59 children. At least 10 Israelis have been killed, including a 6-year-old child. After meeting with top defense officials Monday, Netanyahu said Israel will continue to strike terror targets and will continue to operate as long as necessary in order to return calm and security to all Israeli citizens. Meanwhile, the armed wing of Hamas promised more rockets. Spokesman Abu Ubaida announced Hamas will resume rocket launches on Tel Aviv if the Israeli airstrikes don't stop. This is according to Reuters news agency. President Joe Biden has released his tax returns, restoring a long-standing presidential tradition, which was not followed by the Trump administration. The tax returns show that 25.9% of the first couple's income went to the federal government in 2020. Biden and his wife, Jill, a teacher, earned $607,336 last year while he was running for president. More on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is taking new steps to make it more difficult for the Islamic State terror group to move money, including donations from international supporters through Syria and Turkey. The Treasury Department announced sanctions on Monday against three people and one company who are alleged to have played key roles in Islamic State's financial network. One of the people is accused of having used his Turkish-based money services company to transfer thousands of dollars to IS operatives across Syria. The new sanctions also target the Al-Fay company, a money services business based in Turkey, and two brothers, Idris Al-Fay and Ibrahim Al-Fay. The U.S. Treasury Department said Idris Al-Fay had used the company to funnel donations to IS members. He is currently in Iraqi custody, according to the Treasury Department. The Treasury Department also says Al-Fay's brother Ibrahim is accused of taking over management of that company and continuing to send funds to what Treasury officials describe as an IS element in Syria and Iraq. The United States has sanctioned more members and associates of the Myanmar military junta for their alleged role in violence against protesters demonstrating against the country's February 1st military coup. The State Department says those sanctions include members of the State Administrative Council, cabinet members, and adult children of some military officials. The U.S. state of South Carolina has introduced a law requiring death row prisoners to choose between firing squad and electric chair. This is after a lack of lethal injection drugs halted executions for a decade. Governor Henry McMaster, a Republican, said on Twitter today that he'd signed the measure into law as a means of giving justice to the families and loved ones of victims of crime. The new law makes the electric chair the default option if lethal injection is unavailable. It creates an alternative option of using firing squad. The electric chair has not been used in South Carolina since 2008, and the last execution by lethal injection in the state was in 2011. After last year's Eurovision Song Contest was canceled amid the global COVID-19 pandemic, it is coming back to life this year with coronavirus precautions in place. Bands and singers from 39 countries are competing in the Dutch city of Rotterdam for the coveted top prize, which can lead to one-hit wonder status or a long-term international career. Thousands of fans will be allowed to watch rehearsals, semifinals, and the final on Saturday if they test negative for coronavirus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.